All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball with Andy Bagley, of course, of The Athletic, butting in. But other than that, we're ready to talk to Brandon Crawford. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Marty?
Very good. A couple of things I want to talk to you about. One, I'm watching you in the field on the double plays. There are new rules now where the runners can't interfere, and they're really policing it pretty carefully. You look like to me like you're coming across the bag with a vengeance, and people better get out of the way. Have you changed your game at all?
I've changed the way that I receive the ball a little bit. I feel like I always, in the past, even before the rule changes, I always tried to kind of come through quick and with a strong throw and everything like that. But I think the way that I do it now is actually it's more effective for the rule change, and then it's more effective. It does give me a little bit more momentum going towards first base, and so I kind of stay behind the bag a little bit more than I used to. I used to wait on top of the bag, and I was able to kind of come off a little bit early and move my feet towards first base. Now I just stay behind the bag, catch it, and try to kick the bag kind of at the same time with my momentum carrying me towards first and get rid of the throw.
Yeah, it almost looks to me like you're running to the bag.
There are sometimes if I'm shifted way over that I have to, you know, get on my horse and get over there as quick as I can. And sometimes I will just kind of kick the bag and throw on the run from there.
All right. Well, my eyes don't deceive me that much. You are coming across the bag. I call you the knife. The way you seriously, because people get out of the. I'm telling you, it's scary. If I'm a runner, I'm getting out of the way.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you getting out of the way. I want to get that throw to first base however I can, so it makes it easier if the guys get down.
The shift, and again, there's so many arguments in baseball. Every time I turn on the TV or listen on the radio, they want to speed up the game and get more hitting, and they want to take the shift away. Does a shift make that much of a difference to you as a hitter?
Yeah, probably. I'd say it probably hurts me more than it helps. But I do get a fair share of hits through the shift also. When the shortstop's shifted all the way over on the second base side, and I'll chop a ball to where he would typically be standing and get a base hit. It happened in Philadelphia just last week. So there are a lot of times, though, when I smoke a ball up the middle and it's right out the shortstop. He's playing there, and that's been a hit for, you know, 100 years or more. So that part's frustrating, but like I said, you do get some hits that get through there also.
The other rule that, again, that they talk about pace of play, not going to the mound and talking to the pitcher, has that affected you at all? Are you a guy that likes to go to the mound?
Typically, with a reliever in there, I would go to the mound and just make sure we're on the same page with signs with a guy on second base. But I feel like for the most part, Buster's going out there anyway, so I just kind of join him up there. It only counts as one meeting either way, so I'll make sure I go up there. If we hadn't talked about it beforehand, I'll go up there and talk with the pitcher during that time.
And so you don't initiate visits?
No, I haven't. I haven't yet since the new rule change. No.
All right. So when are you going to start hitting?
I decided around May 1st I was going to just start hitting. I didn't really feel like hitting in April. Just getting warm. I was using a spring. No, I mean, obviously I was trying to hit in April. I made a small adjustment with my hands and with my load and, got it started a little bit earlier, got my hands a little bit higher, and been using my hands a lot better, just kind of taking what they've been giving me and getting my hits and, just putting the ball in play a little bit more. And I think that's huge. I was striking out way too much in April. And I think a lot of that had to do with my swing. So I think I'm able to use my hands a lot better and putting the ball in play more, squaring the ball up a lot more.
You know, it's funny, Brandon Crawford, of course, you know the voice. He's with us. You know, you're 30, right? I think you're 30 already, aren't you?
Yeah,
31 already. Yeah, who? No, we don't count. We just watch the ground balls go disappear in your glove. But isn't it funny you learn more about hitting as you get older?
It seems like it. It seems like as soon as you figured it out, they figure you out, though. So you never stop learning and trying new things. And just making adjustments to try to adjust to what the pitcher's doing.
A lot of things in the news about baseball, just about every day, other than the great pennant race or what's going on, all the ancillary things. Gambling is now going to be part of the world of baseball. And I was thinking about it, you know, for my generation, gambling in baseball was just verboten. You just couldn't have it. But you guys have grown up with fantasy baseball, fantasy football, DraftKings and all that. So maybe it's not as foreign to you as a player to have it sort of around the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's obviously fantasy sports are huge, and I feel like to that it's not a huge money making business for the people that are involved in fantasy baseball. Obviously, for ESPN or whoever, you know, whatever the source is, that they're making some money obviously through the fantasy sports. But I mean, it's not a huge money-making thing where we're betting on, you know, certain games or playoff games or stuff like that. That's obviously a lot bigger in Vegas or New Jersey or wherever it may be. So I think with that being more prevalent and more money being involved, obviously if it's made legal in all other states, it could be a little bit dangerous to us as, you know, as players and umpires and coaches and everything. Just because, you know, when people are losing money, they tend to do crazy things, I feel like. So I don't know if I'm really a huge fan of it, but you know, it might be something that we have to deal with.
Yeah, it's here, and baseball is a day-to-day game, and everybody looks for information. See, football, you get information 5 days a week, and you figure who's going to play on Sunday. But baseball's one. Oh, Jesus, how's the bullpen today? You know, who's hurt, who's not hurt? I think that's the danger for me.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy's putting a ton of money on a game in the regular season, and you know I happen to have a day off, he could be mad at me just because I'm getting my standard day off, but he didn't know ahead of time. He puts a bunch of money on the game, he loses money. That's, I mean, if he's some crazy person, that could be scary for me, you know, as a player. So, like I said, I'm not a huge fan, but you know, hopefully. Hopefully it's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, we'll see. It's a new world that we live in with baseball and things like that. You had an interesting moment the other night at the plate. And there's a bad call, and you put the bat down, and the umpire says, pick the bat up. And you didn't, and he threw you out. Come on, what's going on?
Well, I put the ball down, or I put the bat down, excuse me, because I thought it was ball four. And the biggest issue I had was that he called ball one down, and then later in the at-bat with two strikes, he calls a ball that's obviously lower, at least probably a ball lower than the one that he already called a ball down. He calls that one a strike and rings me up on it. And that's the inconsistency just in the middle of one at-bat, let alone a full game, is what really bothers me. And there's just no... There's no repercussions. There's nothing. You know, there's nothing that happens. He goes on and continues to umpire games. And you know, I mean, there's no one that he has to answer to. And that's what I think. That's what a lot of players' issues are. I think that's what one of Belt's issues was the other day. Is that, you know, they make an error that potentially could cost a game, and they don't really have to answer for it. And that's, we as players have to. We make an error that we have to answer to media. If we make enough errors, we may get benched. So I think something may need to happen with that. That's something that bothers a lot of players, I think, and it's becoming a little more prevalent, it seems like, now. But the bat thing, I mean, I put the bat down because I thought it was ball four, not for any other reason. I didn't throw it down. I didn't throw any of my equipment. I didn't say anything to warrant getting thrown out. And all I told him was that ball is lower than the one that you've already called a ball. And he was shaking his head, and I said, okay, then look at it after the game, because I know you guys are able to do that. Look at it after the game. You're going to see that it's down. And for some reason, he decided then to tell me to pick up my bat, which why he's worried about that, I have no idea. Because, you know, we have a bat boy whose job it is to pick up bats. So I was irritated, and I said, no, I'm not going to pick up my bat. And walked away. Apparently, we have to do everything that we're told by umpires, or else we get thrown out. I've never heard that before, so that was definitely a first.
Boy, what a moment! I love talking to you, and you know you're funny. You're a funny guy, and I thought you had the best line of the night when you said it's Belt's fault.
That really is funny.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously joking, but I mean, to some extent, then maybe there was a little tension with us and the umpires. I don't know, but it didn't seem like it throughout the course of the game. But yeah, no, I was obviously joking with that, and you know, I support a lot of his comments. So,
you ever think of doing stand-up?
No. No, too sarcastic and dry. A lot of people wouldn't get it.
Come on.
Come on. There are comedians like you in the world. Go to YouTube and look up Jackie Vernon.
Exactly. There are way too many good comedians already. They don't need me.
All right. A pleasure having you on, as always. I've enjoyed everything that we do. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.